Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the ability to become better. The ability to become better. It is so important that we understand who we are. And when I talk about understanding who we are, I'm talking about understanding yourself holistically. What you have the ability to do in terms of your capacity and the things that you struggle with. You know, there are various different tests and things that we can do in terms of our personality and also in terms of our strengths and all of those things that gives you a view of who you are as a person or as an individual. But what I found with people is that people don't always focus on their weaknesses. Maybe because we think that when we focus on our weakness, we are useless. Maybe we think that when we focus on our weakness, we are not great in the things that we are doing. But yet, our weaknesses revealed is actually a good thing because it can help you to become better. All of us should always strive to become a better version of ourselves. And when we understand our weaknesses, we can actually close the gap on things that may have caught us off guard in the past. But now we can look at ourselves and we can say, okay, that's the missing link. This is the missing link, and I have the ability to fix it. So when you look at your life, stop focusing on the things that are not so good in your eyes, or maybe focus on it in a different way. Focus on it in terms of bettering yourself. Focus on it in terms of understanding that you have the power to change it. A lot of people do not realize that a weakness is not always something that is there to pin you down. But when you understand it and you know what it is, you do have the ability to actually move at a faster rate. You have the ability to become a greater version of yourself, as I said previously. You know, one of the things I realized recently is that there was something that I did, and I thought to myself, oh my goodness, you know, when I do this particular thing, oh, people appreciate it. You know how it is when you are so proud of something that you do, but you don't realize that you are doing it wrong. And that is the same with a weakness. You, if it is not exposed, if it is not revealed to you, you will always think that you are doing something right. Now, sometimes what people do is when a weakness is revealed to them, you can go two ways. You can either get to a place where you work things out and you become a better person or you become stronger, or you can get to a place where you completely ignore it. Now, I would suggest to you that it is not good to ignore your weaknesses. It is good to work on it. It is good to see, okay, how can I become better at the things that I didn't even realize I was bad at? Sometimes people don't know that the things that they are not good at could potentially become things that they are good at. One of the things I think about when I was at school, I had this specific maths teacher. And because this person was working at such a fast pace, and I got lost, and I was so embarrassed to ask questions. And because of that, the fact that I felt I wasn't moving at the pace that the others were moving, I never asked questions. And it created a weakness in me, to the point where I started disliking maths. And then I thought to myself afterwards, you know what, let me just ignore maths because I'm not good at it. But I started thinking later on in life that when you begin to ignore things, it actually becomes a defect in your life. Whereas if I just jumped into it and I applied myself, I could have potentially been brilliant. And I realized that at moments when I apply myself in that specific area, I actually can do it. But I've broken myself so down in the area of this is not for you, it's a weakness, that I just decided at that time of my life, no, you don't have to worry with this. Look at all the other things that you are good at. And when you do that, you will excel in those things. And how many times do we have opportunities or we have gifts or we just come up against a speed bump? And the speed bump is not supposed to make you turn back. You are just supposed to adjust your speed so that you can get over the speed bump and not hurt yourself. But what we've done in life is that we come up against speed bumps. We come up against so many different things in life that is not meant to stop us. It is only meant to help us change our position or change our plan a little bit or just adjust a little bit here or there. And that is something that we fall in a trap. And we find that a lot of people turn back because they say, this is my weakness. They say, I can't do this thing. I'm just not good at it. Whereas when we take the time to solve the thing that is keeping us behind and keeping us back, we could actually potentially be very good. We could be brilliant at it. And today I want to remind you of the things that you may think, this is a weakness. I can't do this thing. It's never going to work. It's not up my alley. I can't do this specific thing. Just think about it a little bit. And then you will realize that you do, when you apply yourself, you can actually get through it. I'm reminded of Gideon in the Bible. Gideon says to God, when God called him, he says, but I am insignificant. I am the least. I am the smallest. He gives him all the weaknesses, not just of himself and his family, or rather not just of himself, but of his family. And further on also of the tribe that he comes from. He sees himself as an absolute nothing. But what does God do? God changes his perspective. And it is so brilliant what God does. God actually, when Gideon says something like, I am the least, I am the smallest, isn't it profound that God actually takes it in such a way where he shows him just how that which we think is nothing can do so much? Because God then takes an army of 300 and he goes against a huge army and defeats the army. He shows that big or many is not necessarily success. You see, sometimes we want to focus on the things that are great and the things that are good in our lives. And we wonder, why am I in a stuck state and I'm not moving forward and I'm not getting to the place where I'm supposed to be, not realizing that there are untapped things in our lives that we have seen as weaknesses. And because we see that as a weakness, we refuse to tap into it. And you find yourself in a rut where you cannot move forward. And you say to yourself, but I'm looking for the solution. I'm looking for the thing that's going to push me to the next level. But if we only go back, and we look at our other qualities and we look at the other things that we say that we are not good at, and we go and tap into that, we will actually find that brilliance can actually spring forth. And I want to say this to you today. It is important not just to look at the good things in your life. It is important to visit yourself holistically. There was once, I think there was a movie called The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. It's important to look at the good, the bad and the ugly. It is important to go and and look at all of those things. Go and investigate those things. Go and understand those things about yourself. That when God begins to come, or things begin to unravel within your life, there are things that you can tap into that you could not tap into before. I'm here to encourage you that you need to tap into yourself holistically. Not always look at the success things and the things that you are good at. Because you could potentially be brilliant at numbers. But because you got to a speed bump, you decided to turn around. And that is an untapped thing that could potentially be a solution to all the other things that you have been struggling with. You could potentially be a very strong business person. You could potentially have companies. But because the business failed once, you feel it's a weakness and you feel that you are not good at it. There are things that you have failed in, or you think you have failed in, that you have turned around from, and you say, this is a weakness. Let me leave it and let me stay in my lane and let me become the things that I know I can do. But today I want to encourage you, and I want to say to you, look again. Look at yourself holistically. Tap into even your so-called weaknesses. Look at it. Look at the gaps of yourself. Tap into it. And when you begin to do that, you will find that progress is suddenly coming. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your Spirit is upon me. Give me wisdom to tap into the untapped things within my life. Father, I'm asking you to show me your ways and show me who I really am. Even the things and the parts of me that I've hidden so deeply, help me to see it and help me to become it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. I will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio.
Become part of the Active FM family today. Go check out more of the shows and chat with us on our social media platforms. It's more than just a radio station with amazing content.
We are Active FM.
Share your thoughts with us, send in your questions, or simply tell us what you love most about Active FM on our WhatsApp line. Radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.